recording's on. Members, good afternoon. This is our first meeting of this year, of this first quarter. Welcome. Thank you for coming back to Parliament. Sometimes the people get a fright and they don't return. We've got Percy here in front of us. If we look at our different quarters of this year, welcome to Honourable Mashile, then in the middle of the year there's a long recess because of the World Cup, so the program will also be amended. There's an agenda that will be given to you. Shalani, have you circulated the agenda? Each one have the agenda. The documentation were distributed in advance. All documentation were distributed, I think, 10 days ago to make your inputs, especially on the different reports. Only one input was received, and the new set of documents were circulated yesterday. We received apologies, one apology from Honorable Gunda, that he's unable to attend the Select Committee meeting on finance and preparations due to the fact that he is busy with party work in Uppington. Party work is supposed to be done on Mondays and weekends. Tuesday until Friday is normal parliamentary days. I put this apology to the committee. Do we accept it or do we reject it? Okay, we accept Honorable Gunda. The other one is Honorable Mashoshiwe. He is in a meeting with the Chief Whip. He came here to apologize. When they are finished their meeting, that he will return and join us here. He's also our committee whip. Honorable members, in your package is the consideration, is a committee program. It's a committee program. It's this one. Everyone's got that? We try to make it easier for the committee members, because the members of the Finance Committee and the members of the Appropriations Select Committee is precisely the same people. So to make it easier for you, the program on one page for both Select Committees. Excuse me. I take it that you've gone through this. Yes. It was part of your package. Concurrently running with our meeting now is a Standing Committee on Finance and a Standing Committee on Preparation and the NA dealing with a specific item regarding the Money Bills Act. We were supposed to join them, but unfortunately we've got a different agenda. So when we have completed our meeting here, I will request members to go to E249. If they are still busy, let me just join them until they finish, but I think they might be completed their meeting by then. Honourable members, you've got today's attempts, tomorrow the 11th, a joint sitting, 19 hours, State of the Nation address. Then Tuesday, kicks in the briefing by National Treasury on the budget. 17th February is budget day. Lock-up session. This is through such a session last year with the MTBBS. The 18th, the minister will give us a briefing again. Joint sessions. The 19th, 23rd of February, the briefing by the Reserve Bank. Then on the 24th, you'll see the SFC will be presenting the annual report of the years 2006-2007 and 2007-2008. This is an item that was outstanding from the previous Select Committee on Finance. When we looked through the legacy report, we came to know that there was something that was outstanding. I met with the leadership of the FSC, and they will do their presentation then on that day. First, public hearings on the fiscal framework and the review proposals. That's a joint meeting with the Standing Committee of Finance for 2 days. That will take us into March. Outstanding from last year is our proposed oversight visit to the Northern Cape. From Tuesday the 2nd until Thursday the 4th of March. Well, I met this morning with our committee section here, and they are busy drawing up a draft program. But the main thing is, we are nearing the end of the financial year. And to go and do the costing of such a trip to the Northern Cape and see what funds are available in this committee, for this committee. Now presently, we've got two select committees. Select Committee on Appropriation, Select Committee on Finance. And we've got one budget at this stage that we must share. Because when a new financial year kicks in, every committee will have in its own budget. Now, the secretary just told me here that there's 228,000 rand available, but they will have to do the costing for such a trip. And when all the information is available, we will give it, we will put it on the table so that we can have a discussion on it. Because when we go and do our oversight, it must be structured. We had oversight visit to Mpumalanga, we learned a few lessons. How can we do things differently and in a better way? So they are busy doing the research on this, and then we'll inform the members in due course and keep you on board. Then Friday the 5th on the appropriation side, that's Honorable Chani, briefing by Treasury on the Division of Revenue. On page 4 now. The 16th of March, workshop of the FSC. That was a request from their side. They want to take us through a workshop on the tracking mechanisms on the spending of conditional grants and instruments and models used by the Commission. In December, we had an experience with municipalities where the third quarter equitable share, that funds was withheld from by National Treasury, not paid over to municipalities. Why? Because municipalities didn't spend all their conditional grant money. But they didn't return that money to Treasury. So there was negotiations in December for 3 days to release this money on condition to pay back. Now that workshop will give us a picture how does it work. The 17th again, appropriations. All the members, there you have it. I'm not going to read everything for you. I think it's straightforward. Can I get inputs from the members? Member Chani?
No, sir, I just wanted to highlight the fact that in the program, members will realize that even on some of the things where there will be the opening of provincial legislatures, we have scheduled some meetings.
Yeah.
So we're mindful of the fact that we might miss one or two people in some of those days because they are not all in the same day. And some have made some changes, like Northwest is no longer 29th, it's 25th, and so on and so forth. So if and when there are those changes, will affect them, but I think it is important that members are aware of that. Thanks.
The dates regarding the budget that will be tabled on the 17th of February and the program that kicks in after that is in terms of the Moneyball Act. Because this is cast in stone. We can't change this at this stage. That's why there's a lot of meetings, there's hearings, etc. in terms of the Act. Honourable Member, I noted you. Oops, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Chairperson, what Honorable Tan has raised, I think it also affects me. Because on the 19th, I think on a Friday 19th, Mpumalanga then has this activity of opening the legislature. Now, for me to be available there, then Thursday gets affected. In other words, is that there is a possibility that after lunchtime, 12 to 1 o'clock, then I must try and catch the latest flight that goes in that direction for Friday to be there. So I just actually wanted to extend the implications of the statement that Tanya made, that it may not only be the day for us who are connecting and staying in the bundles of this country. It will affect even at the previous, the day before. If the meetings on the day before extend into the afternoon, then there will be that particular effect. And then the second issue, of course, is the week that starts with the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. The question that one wants to raise is whether necessary arrangements have been made with the other committees that we belong to, because I'm not sure whether we have been removed totally from all other committees, that we are only now remaining as members in finance and appropriations only. I'm not sure whether that has been done. So if there are still members that are on other committees, because that is almost blocking the whole week, what will be the situation with other committees where you've got other members that are actually applying their trade of politics in those other committees other than finance and appropriations? Thanks.
Mr. Shira, yes, your question is very relevant. Firstly, when honourable members coming from different provinces want to attend the state of the province address, we've got alternatives for this committee. Honourable Feldman is from Gauteng. Honourable Mokoro is from Northern Cape. Honourable Lees is from KZN. Honourable Dikali is from Limpopo. And Honorable Boroto is from Mpumalanga. So when a member of this committee needs to go to the province for one or other reason, for provincial work in terms of the legislature, then you must get an alternate to sit in for you. make the arrangements with the secretary, Solani. But we can't just stay away. So there are alternatives available. There they are. This was tabled on the 26th of October 2009. The second issue regarding the clashing of committees, that is where our WIP comes in on the Mashishiwe, because it's also the programming WIP. And we requested him, the two of us, we sat with him, to please look that there's no clashes. That was the request. And our program was approved over the weekend. So that's the only answer I can give the honourable member now.
Okay. Chair, on the first point that you have made, for this opening of legislature, it doesn't necessarily assist me on organizing the alternate. Because all of us in it is, the alternate for Mpumalanga is wrong. And we all have to be in that legislature, all of us. So on that specific one, but on other meetings, yes, I think it may be differential. But on the opening, all the delegation of Mpumala is supposed to be in the opening. So which means is that with myself, I'll run out of an alternate from the province, which may be organized from other provinces for purpose of ICORA, which will have to organize through from delegates of other provinces who may not be having that particular exercise on Friday. Thanks.
I'm just going to congrats you with the co-chair, Johnny, or the Johnny, that we will get the quorum.
Yeah.
In my case, I'm from the Northern Cape. I apologize, I can't be there on the 18th because we get the briefing by the minister. And I did what I had to do with the speaker, etc., and the chief was in the legislature. Honourable Harris.
Thank you, Chair. If I can shed some light, and the co-chair and Mr. Blum and Mr. Vili were in the programming meeting this morning, and I believe that the chairperson and the house chair for institutional support said that Mr. Tao, the house chair, would help arrange the members who have to be here for committee to excuse themselves from the provincial legislature. That's what I got out of the meeting this morning. So the indication from the programming meeting was that the priority is to be in your committee and therefore excuse yourself from your province.
Harris, thank you for the clarity. I think that's the issue that can be dealt with the whippery, with the different provincial whips. Honourable members, any other questions on the program? Honourable Harris?
Thanks, Chair. Three questions. The first one on page 3, the 25th of February. Thursday mornings, I understand, are reserved for party caucuses. How can we have a public hearing that begins that early? That's my one question. My second question is more just a guideline to the committee support that's here with regards to the oversight visit to the Northern Cape province. The chairperson spoke about the lessons we learned in Mpumalanga. If I can just very briefly underline that the major problem with Mpumalanga is that the scope of work we tried to include in those days was far too big. So if the support could please limit the scope, then we'll rather deal with a couple of issues much more intensely than try and spend 24 hours sitting in a room trying to deal with every single municipality. And then thirdly, I've forgotten what my third issue is. I'll get back to it.
Say again? I missed you.
No, Chair, I'm sorry, I've forgotten my third issue. I'll work it out.
I'm liaised now with our secretary here. That's Thursday the 25th. We will have to move from 2 o'clock until 5. Because this is a joint meeting with our colleagues in the NA. And I will put the question mark here. Anything else?
No, Shepherd, you know a program. I'm always saying a program. You can never let. You can never say that this program will speak. Let us adopt this program, and it will change as we go.
The proposal, Honorable Group?
Yes.
Thank you. The seconder, Franzulu.
I accept the acceptance of the proposal from Honorable Bloom, but I have the problem with those other ways that say it will change as we move. I think that's why I have a problem, because the program, it needs to create some certainty in our planning of the traveling coming here and other ways. So it needs to be a little bit certain, and only change when it's necessary. We should not adopt that, no, the program can just change at any time, and then the secretary and U.S. chairperson will just walk along and we'll just find changing the thing and frustrating our traveling. As long as we can just try and sustain the program as much as is possible, that will facilitate even our traveling and planning. Thanks.
Although, Mashida, I can assure you, from my side and on the Chinese side, we will chop and change as we wish. We're doing, if there's any changes, it will be in cooperation and consultation with the whip of this committee, who's also the programming whip. We rely heavily on him. He's looking at the total program of the NSUPI. He's a very important member in this committee. Mr. Yes?
Thank you. Honourable members, a slight problem that might arise now is the Division of Revenue Bill would be referred to us on the 4th. The NA is debating on the 4th, then it's referred to us, which is Thursday. The Friday we schedule it for us to be briefed. The reason is that on last week, 22nd to 26th March, NSUPI will be on a Limpopo visit to Parliament of the People. Now, looking at the days that we are having, it means we won't make it to pass the Division of Revenue. Now, we schedule it for the 5th. Just before we came to this meeting, we got a call from COSATU to say, when are we scheduling public hearing? If you look at our program, we don't have a day for public hearing. And the Act requires that we do it for the public hearing. And now, this difficulty is that, having looked at the program, because we cannot say, let's rather have the hearings on the week of the 8th to the 12th, because we schedule that for members to go to different professional centers to bring them. Now, the only day that we are having is the same day that we are going to be briefed by Treasury. That is the 5th. Now, the difficulty is members will have to leave. And it means we have on the same day to have those public hearings. That's one thing, let me rather put it so that members can at least bear in mind that we're having this thing of having to have a whole public hearing as required by the Act. And looking at the days that we are having in order to pass the Division of Revenue, it means we don't have time. And the only day with my colleagues is looking on the 5th of March. Thank you.
Honourable members, another option can be that we do the 8th of March is a Monday, so it's a compromise in terms of constituency day. On the Monday, do the public hearings, and then the 9th, 10th, 11th, and the 12th, do the briefings in the provinces. That leaves 4 days for 9 provinces. On board.
Chair, I was going to make a counter proposal that we rather meet on Friday afternoon. On the afternoon of Friday the 5th for the public hearings.
Yeah, Chair, I another suggestion. mean, we can, I'm thinking that in terms of, maybe we can look into the possibility of doing that on that week of the 8th to the 12th. In fact, we should set that aside, allow for cluster other provinces over 2 days. Maybe if we say on the 7th, it will be briefing of these provinces, and then on the 8th is another province, so that we have 2 days out of that, because I can see we have set aside the whole week for briefing the provinces, as if it's one person going to this province and going back to another province, because it will be like one going to all these provinces, so we can in layer them with the provinces, have 4 provinces in on the 8th and another 5 on the 7th, and then we then release the 6th, and you get a day there or two. I don't know.
The members, I don't want to wait some time. Let the two chairs with the whip of the committee, with the programming whip sit. With Honorable Gunda is not here, but he was proposed as a member from the opposition on the management committee. Let me sort this out as soon as possible, because March is just around the corner. It's 2 weeks from now. Honorable Mashile?
Can you just check why did we block that period of the 8 to the 12? For this briefing of provincial legislature. What informed that decision? Because unless we know that, then we won't be able to try and release time. Because in general, I guess what we would say is that if we know a possibility is that we can actually split that into two and have time for other things. But unless otherwise we know that what informed blocking that whole week, will be unable to actually release that time there. Thanks.
And the reason why we had to do that, we are not sure when are the provinces sitting. So we couldn't decide on which day for a particular province to be briefed. So we decided let be the provinces to decide between that which. We're not sure when is the sitting of this particular committee in a province. Safari said, let it be within the province. But the provinces, provincial liaison officers, they are aware that this week is set aside for each province to decide within that week on which day will it be the permanent delegate to present them.
Chair, one would recommend that our secretariat must actually round up the provinces, and probably by noon tomorrow. They should be knowing exactly when those provinces have scheduled plenaries or whatever for this particular purpose. And by now, I think since the time when it drafted this, we should have already done that exercise, and we should be knowing exactly which province is going to sit on which day on this particular week. And they will be empowered now to actually know which days can be utilized for this other activity. I think if we can do that maybe by tomorrow noon, we may be knowing that you may find that all provinces are choosing from Wednesday, Thursday, and then obviously then the Monday and the Tuesday becomes available for us then.
All the members, there's a firm proposal. We will do our best to get information back from provinces and see how we can put this into our program to make it easier for all of us. Anyone else?
Thanks, Chair. I remembered my third point. It was on the bottom of page 4, the taking Parliament to the people is the 22nd to the 26th of March. Final mandates on the DORA is the 24th, in the middle of that period. Is it possible for us to do the final mandates from Limpopo?
Yes, we can. In the past, where I attended Parliament meets the people, there were committee meetings scheduled in between sessions. It was done even in the evening. So, yes, it can be done. Move forward. There was a proposal by Honorable Bloom, seconded by Honorable Zulu. with all the additional amendments coming in, that we at this stage then approve and adopt our program and not change frequently. Honourable members, that brings us to point four, the consideration of outstanding reports. These reports were also circulated to you. Just want to get them in a specific order here. The one is the oversight visits we undertook to Mpumalanga, those municipalities. I also went through the reports 10 days ago. Last year we also met on this report, and there were serious inputs made by members who attended that meeting. Have you gone through this? This has been circulated.
Chair, I think it is not a problem of the committee, but it is a problem located somewhere else. That I just need to declare that I have not gone through all the reports, because unfortunately both, then I've seen them today, because I've got no administrative staff, and I think that's the problem that I'm having, and I may end up being a little bit not effective or very useful, other than just simply to sort out the issues of quorum. Thanks.
Other members? I put to you page 1. The one of Mpumalanga, oversight report of the Select Commission of Finance and Appropriations to the visit to Mpumalanga municipalities. I put to you page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Seven. Eight. Page 9. That gives actual the factual issues that came out in the different municipalities. Page 10. Then it brings us to page 15, the recommendations, which I think is the most important. Now, since we did our oversight visit there, certain steps were taken by Treasury, by the Department of Corporate Governance, etc. And we told those municipalities that this committee will go back after a specific period to go and see and check up what happened. Page 16. The report for the committee. Johnny?
Sir, I think since the document, I mean, it's not the first time it's circulated. We did reflect on it sometimes last year, and our content sufficiently covers most of the concerns, if not all, that were raised at the time, including how it should be structured. So I think it fairly represents what was presented, as well as our views from Malak. Thanks.
Any other member on the report, Honorable Mashile?
Yeah, the report is supported, Chairman.
The adoption of this report. That brings us to the first quarter report on education, public works, arts and culture, and health. In that order. Now, I've gone through it also twice. The first one is on education. I put you page 1. Page 1 actually comes from Treasury's input and report on this department. Page 2. Page 3. Put the report to the committee. Any proposal? Thank you, Honorable Zulu. This has been adopted. Public Works, the second report on the Department of Public Works. And the different provinces. I put to you page 1. The one on public works. On page 2, it starts with the Western Cape. Just make sure that you've got the correct copies in front of you, please.
Yeah. Start with this one of the education, because the paper then went to page 6, but now I've got up to page 9. The power of the start of the
education. Well, education, where did your page stop?
I've got up to page 9.
My stops at 6.
Okay. Now you didn't read this one.
Just get your order correct. We dealt with education. Next one is public works, then arts and culture, and then health. That they lay in front of you in that order.
The public works has got 5 pages.
Public works has got 5 pages. That's correct. I'll give you time just to get the order correct. That's the correct one. No, it's six. No. Order, can we go back to the public works one?
Yeah.
I put to you on the members page 1. That's information from Treasury. Page 2, starts with the Western Cape. I put our report to the committee. Any proposal? On the leaf.
Chairman, It's a very small thing, but it could result in confusion in the future. The actual date of the submission to this committee, is, I don't see it in the report. But on page 3.3, the sentence reads that a plan has been put in place as of last month. Now, if you don't have a reference date, you don't know when last month was.
Chairperson, I think it's just another suggestion. Is it not necessary that in the report then mention is made of the members that were present on that specific meeting which resulted in this particular report?
Honourable Sheila, I'll ask the secretary to come in here. The question is in the report. I think the members who attended this meeting also remains to be captured here, but I believe it will be in the minutes. All right? But where is it? Where is it captured? No, yeah, but is it in the minutes? Secretary informs me it will be in the minutes of that specific meeting, but not in the report. Although Bloom?
You see, when you are reading just the report, it's a wrong perception that all of us, we are asked for the meaning. Let us put the meaning in the report. So that we are. Because personally myself, Mashira was not there. We can't have it. Maybe there was not even a quorum at that time. Yeah, but I fully agree.
Yes, okay, thank you, honorable members. What we'll do then, as in the report on Mpumalanga, where members' names were noted, that in the same fashion we do it here on these reports. If you are in agreement with that, honorable Harris.
Thank you, Chair. Can also check, I can't find it now, but I recall in one of the reports it says that an action step needs to be taken within 6 months of the report being tabled. So can I just clear up that at the beginning of the report we'll also put today's date, I would imagine, as a tabling date.
On the very same point, we can't put today's date. We must say 6 months after the House has adopted that report. When we are tabling the report in the House, from that time, 6 months from that time. Because the committee adopts this report now here. But that must be tabled in the House for adoption.
Which is done. Honorable Harris?
Sure, just in case it helps, I've managed to find where it talks about 6 months. It's page 16 of the Mpumalanga report, item 4.7. I'm sorry, because it's important in terms of procedure. What is page 16, the last page? It says, with an aim of finalizing a process within 6 months from the adoption of this report by the House. So if Mr. Bloom is correct, then that would be 6 months from the date that this is tabled in the NCOP plenary.
Members requested that the names of the members that were present at that meeting be captured on page 1. We will do that. The third, on page 3, the last month, there must be a specific date. And on page 1, the date that this meeting took place. That is the amendment. Other members, anything else on the report of public works?
Agreed with the report.
There's a proposal from Honorable Mashila for adoption. A seconder, please. Thank you, Honorable Bloom. I'm going to just say with amendments. With amendments. That brings us to arts and culture. The same, the dates of the meeting took place, the committee members that were present. We'll do that. Yes?
Just confirm whether it was the same document.
And this document's got 8 pages.
8 pages, okay.
Honourable members, I put to you page 1 with the amendments as I just read out. Page 6. Page 7.
Bottom of page 7, under point 3.9.1, the first bullet point. I would imagine what we meant to say was the differences in financial years between municipalities and provinces, instead of just municipalities, if I recall.
I just captured that. Thank you. Page 8.
Sure. I'm trying to run fast in my memory. I think this particular meeting is where we engaged Gauteng, which recorded expenditures of grants on the basis of the provincial office having transferred money to the municipality, irrespective of whether my expenses spend the money or not. And we had a problem with that. I think we also requested that the department must ensure that the municipalities submit spending on those money that they have transferred to them before they actually record that as expenditure. Because we had an experience that Gauteng was reporting 100% spending on the grant, referring to having transferred into municipalities, which may not have even started spending the money. I think we debated it for a long time on that. I don't know whether then there is something that needs to be captured on the conclusion, because there is nothing that talks to that.
So, Honourable Member, 3.3.3 resolution on page 4, under Gauteng. The department will have to provide a detailed report on how it ensures that the transfer funds to municipalities translate into actual expenditure and there is also value for money. You want that to be included in the conclusion? It's on page 4 in the middle. 3.3.3.
I think I also have a wrong document in front of me. Or maybe this is the draft document that I have, it's not the final document. Mine doesn't even have the paragraph number. But it looks like
the secretary will
it looks like it's the same document, but the only thing is that
it's probably the white. Delete it.
Before it was itemized.
All the members, I put to you page 8.
Is that old man? The old man. If you are not here, I was not going to have this trouble.
I put to you page 8. I put the whole report before the committee with the amendments as we indicated. Proposal? Uncle Lee, yes.
Am I authorized to propose the second as an alternate member?
Yeah, he's a visitor.
I propose. The
second, Honourable Makubayala.
Chair, just before I said the proposal, because when we were talking about that housing issue, I was still fiddling around with the replacement of documents. I'm not sure whether you have resolved that you are going to capture something at the end in relation to that the observation that we referred to under housing. Because when you're reading 3.3 point something, but at the bottom, at the end where you've got the conclusion, we have not captured anything in that relation. I'm not sure how this particular point can be enforced to pursue the provinces to ensure that they actually improve on this particular tendency, because it is misleading in treasure.
What you actually want on the member is that the departments have a monitoring tool to monitor the spending of the funds transferred to municipalities, the actual spending. Yes, Johnny?
But I'm not sure, but I think if you read resolution 3.3.3, reading together with that last bullet point on page 8, it covers the concerns on honorable Mashiach.
Yes. That is correct. Mr. Tom.
Under the conclusion, Chair, bullet point number 1, 2, 3, the use of implementing agencies and also the transfer of funds should be motivated by efficient, effective and economic service delivery. It also addresses that.
Yeah. I think it's well captured also in the last bullet and again then in resolution 3.3.3. Honourable Bloom?
But you see, the argument here is that 3.3.3 is the example. We don't have a time frame to give these people as well. Because you can open things that it's a license that they can do it whenever. Maybe we must put even there, maybe. Because we are saying the department will have to provide a detailed report. Yeah, on how. Now we need to when.
Do you want to rephrase that sentence, right?
No, I'm saying maybe we must add maybe a time frame on the thing. That's my proposal. Because we are saying a detailed report on how we are not sure.
Okay.
Honourable members, the time frame, 3 months, 6 months,
three.
It actually should, it must be monitored every quarter in terms of a quarterly report.
Yes, I agree, Shepard. But the quarterly report.
In a quarterly report. In quarterly reports.
That's right.
Because that's ongoing throughout the year. Honorable Monsisi?
No, I just wanted to check if we are aware that what Treasury has stipulated is that 25% of the budget should be spent in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we are aware of that. It's compulsory for departments, for provinces, to spend 25% of their budget in a quarter. So, if we make this proposal, Comrade Dennis is making, it means we have to take this into cognition. But otherwise, I would say it's covered by this budget.
Chairperson, no. You see, we are talking about expenditure, yes, on the 3-2-4 resolution. Yeah, we are talking about transfer of funds.
Transfer?
Yeah, it's two differences. Expenditure and transfer is two differences.
By when should the funds transfer?
Yes. Yes. That details the report.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I think the Honourable Minister does not understand. The point, Honourable Minister, is that Haljin, in their report, they had actually spent 25%. But when we probe how was that spent, what they reported was that they would just take that money as they can and transfer to a municipality. So to them it appears as having been spent, but when in actual fact it was not a transfer. So we want a report. So that report that they are to provide should reach us within 3 months of the of this report being adopted. That's the proposal. Thank you.
Consensus?
Yes.
Thank you. That deals then with the Department of Arts and Culture with amendments, and it brings us to the Department of Health. The number of pages is 5. Have you got the right one? Please assist the I want to assist members. When you receive a package, put the date on the envelope of receipt, when you received it. It will make it easier. And get the rest out of your office. There is no confusion.
The third thing is that the honorable has been assisted. So everything is just being received.
Okay.
This morning. Because three messages when I arrived, I went somewhere else.
I understand. I understand. All the members, again, page 1, the date of the meeting, names of the members that were present at the meeting, we will capture that. Page 2, page 3, page 4. which fund. I'll put the report to the committee. On the room.
Chairperson, that's the page 3. Where the resolution 3.2. You know, if you read that paragraph, doesn't sound like a resolution. The committee was in that aspect. You see, all the other resolutions are very straightforward. That the committee was in this. But this one doesn't sound like a revolution.
No. Okay. No, the revolution is the last sentence. Like the resolution may be captured in the last sentence if it is crafted correctly.
It is
if it is crafted correctly. I think that's where it is captured. But the rest of the preamble doesn't constitute the resolution.
The Department of Health must submit a report, and we can say within 3 months, on the actual spending in relation to the budget. I'm now thinking aloud. Report in 3 months. On the actual spending in relation to the budget on the specific items in the statute. The Department of Health must submit a report within 3 months on the actual spending in relation to the budget on the specific items. Our committee section will assist in the, and Mr. Tau in the correct wording, but that's what we are looking at. Members, anything else? That was page 3, page 4.
Sir, 3.4. Yeah, the second paragraph. I'm failing to read that sentence. I didn't read it in the summer day.
Mr. Chairman, if I could help, I think it should really read to increase the current number of patients benefiting from 205,000 to 300,000. The current number
please,
of patients...
Please repeat the sentence that Mr. Rentu can capture it, please.
We're to increase the number of PEMP patients, spelt with a T, S, and not a C-E, benefiting from, and then the rest of the thing. That's the first line. So, to increase the number of patients benefiting from. I think, Honourable Mashida, that's where the difficulty lies.
I'm out with My English is not applicable here.
Well, we've got some members who are very well conversed in English. English is not my first language. Anything else on page 4, honourable members? Thank you for that assistance. Page 5.
Let's be more faithful. The first line, the issue of reliance on consultants and community. Let us say, the use of consultants and implementing agency in which to be reviewed.
Is there consensus? Honorable Mashile?
Yeah, this chairperson, I think, just wanted to know if we review the use of consultants and implementing agents, what are we actually saying? Because there are things that or there are services which our departments are not specialized in doing, and there is no way they can avoid an implementing agent or a consultant to a certain extent. If we say the use, I'm not sure to what limit are we actually cautioning our state organs. But then if we review reliance, there may be a balancing act. That you review the reliance, that it is not 100%, maybe 60% reliance. So in other ways, is that you use the consultants where you don't have expertise within inside. But if we review their use, I'm reading it as saying that no, we must stop utilizing them. Unless it, maybe I'm interpreting it wrongly. But it is going to be impossible to stop utilizing the implementing agencies and even the consultants where they are actually giving a service which a state organ, it is not the competence of the state organ or does it even have the capacity to do that. Like saying, Jefferson, in a hospital situation, we are trying to transfer delegated authority to hospital CEOs. There is no way that the hospital can handle the issue of maintaining the air conditioning in the hospital at all. They can't. They're going to get outside service provider. I just want us to craft a thing which can be implementable. That's what I'm just trying to raise a thing.
Jefferson, no. You see, when we are saying we must review, we are not saying that they must stop. They must stop. They must review. Because you see, this department, Dennis Bloom can be a consultant now in correctional services. I'm resigning from Parliament now and can be a consultant there in correctional services. That is what I'm talking about. We are not saying stop, but we are saying the use and review. Because the MC or the minister must check if it is necessary to use this as a
Anything else on page 5? Yes, on the machine.
Yeah, sir, under 3.4.4 on the recommendation, I'm not sure that last bulletproof. Not bulletproof, sir. You know, it's we are not yet in the 2010 World Cup, as viewed by the British. But here it's the last bullet, the monitoring and control, whether it includes evaluation. If it includes evaluation, I'm satisfied. But if the interpretation of monitoring and control does not imply even evaluation, I would recommend that we put also the evaluation. Thanks.
Be added. Monitoring and evaluation goes hand in hand. Yeah. Monitoring. There's a proposal for adoption, seconder, with amendments. Thank you. On the list that deals with the report, that brings us 2.5 to the minutes. Now the first set of minutes is the minutes of the 30th of October. Four months ago. Make sure you must have the minutes of the 30th of October, the 12th of November, the 13th of November in front of you. Yeah, there's three sets of minutes. 30th October, 12th November, 13th November. All members got the documentation. Let's go to the minutes of the 20th of October. Please look at your names are spelled correctly. I put to you page 1. Honorable Harris.
Chair, the bottom paragraph. The meeting may well have been previous to that. I suspect they meant previous.
Before we go further, can you please assist on the machine with the correct minutes?
You know, what I'm hearing is 13th October. And then now we've got 3 years.
3 years.
October. Oh, okay, 3 years of October ahead.
Okay. Also, Harris, please repeat your input.
Simply that the bottom paragraph it should be previous instead of pervious.
Page 2. Page 1. We passed page 1 already. We're now at page 2. Starts with the Mpumalanga first draft report 4.3 and then it carries on. There's only 2 pages in this set of minutes. Yes?
If we can say Malviti, it's not well understood. When you said the chairperson gave an opportunity to go through the draft, okay. Members were of the view that the recommendations were inadequate and were general. I don't know.
Okay.
I think the argument there is the Mpumalanga report, which we have adopted for the second time in this meeting. But the initial draft, the problem was that the recommendations were not specific and some were vague. So that's why we said we worked on that document over and over.
No, they have just used a correct word and they were inadequate and vague, not general.
Just from the input made by Honorable Mochisi. Yeah. At that meeting. Honorable Bloom?
No, but this is capital. This is a reflection of the assessment that was said that it is not incorrect information. Yeah, this is no matter. Yeah. And I will agree with what this has done.
The word that was used at that meeting. I put to you page 2, honorable members. Can we get a mover for adoption? Make sure that you were present on the Zulu. Yes, you were present.
Yes, what I just wanted the Secretariat to check is whether he was not present. But I have never sat in a meeting with Mrs. Namela. If Mrs. Namela was here, then I would agree that I was not there. Yes, yeah. I've never sat in a meeting with Namela.
The Honorable Namela sat at that meeting next to me, on my left hand side.
Yes, I was not there, but this thing, I just doubled there.
Yeah.
And she was there. She was there.
And she left early to get her flight. Yeah. I still remember very clearly. There was a proposal by Honorable Zulu, a seconder. Honorable Bloom? Yeah. The corrections. Thank you, honorable members. It brings us to the minutes of the 12th of November. Is it 2:12? Yeah, also go to. It's the same. It's a duplicate. Honorable Mashile?
Yeah, those previous minutes of the 30th, as I'm accepting that I was not present, I just wanted to see if I can just ask the secretary of the committee to check whether I did not apologize, because I'm not even appearing on that.
It's not possible with me. It's not possible not to apologize.
Hello? Our friend apologized in the second.
Pardon?
Our friend apologized in the second one. I remember very well. I'm still young. That will give me the truth.
This is not a test. I said that. This is not a test.
I put again the minutes to the committee. Can we get a mover of the 12th? It's only 2 pages. The other one is a duplicate. Let's just take it away. What's the Charlie?
I step on.
Deals for the minutes of the 12th of November, that brings us to the 13th. I put to you page 1. Which page? On which page are you? Page 1, I put page 1 to the members. Page 2. Yes. 1, 2. Also, Harris, can you assist you with the language issue? On page 2, the minutes on the 13th of November, page 2, in the middle, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, the meeting was temporarily suspended in order to give Honorable Harris, is the word suspended the correct word?
Yes.
You suspend the proceedings of the meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. Honorable Group? Yeah. Yeah. Any Honorable members, page 2, I put to you page 2 of those minutes.
The definition of calendar month, calendar year.
Where are you now?
How do you, at the 4.3, you come to paragraph 1, second line, calendar year.
Yeah.
What is the definition of a calendar year and the calendar month?
By 3, the second line at the top.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, the calendar year starts on the 1st of January, and I think that I wasn't at this meeting, but I assume that the reports we've just been adopting were done. We couldn't have time to do them in the last calendar year, and now we're doing them this calendar year before the end of the financial year, which is the end of March, is it? Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Harris, for that clarity. Leaf. Page 3, yes.
And 4.4, that says paragraph.
Yes.
Line number 3.
Yes.
Mention that the public works. Public works is one of the brothers in
the premier's office. It must be public works. So to lead to the word office of the premier because the Department of Public Works. Anything else on page 3?
Honorable
Mashile?
On the very same paragraph.
Yes, sir.
Do we really need to include those words at political level? For people's use of language and preparation of disease and all these other things. We really need to put that those ways. Because we should be talking about either the provincial executive council or whatever. We should be the
level.
We are now talking about the political party. Is it correct and appropriate?
If I recall correctly, you must please also bring clarity that there was intervention by the Executive Council in the department. Now, if you ask me what date, that I can't give you, but on the bloom, your hand was up.
You see, the public out there will read this as if we are also powerless. You see, when we are saying that there was nothing that the committee could do to assist Northwest Province, then the challenge is not here. It looks as if we as lawmakers are also powerless. Maybe we must reframe that.
And actually make a reference of the political level to the provincial executive council, which is the premier and all the MECs. Then it will make sense. Rather than when you just leave it as political level, then that means this now has been handled by the political party outside, which means then you now, if we are inferring that there is a political intervention in the governance of a department. That's what I'm just trying to avoid. Because the highest political institution in a province is the premier and the MEC in the form of the executive council. So we must make sure that it is interpreted correctly. It is not, we are not saying that here the ANC's provincial trust is the one that is actually handling this. If you just read as it is, that is what everybody can normally interpret. So to bring that clarity. Thanks.
No, sir, I think I agree with Commissioner. We can delete all that part. But my recollection of the discussion was that at that stage, as a committee, there was little that we could do because we did not have any report. Hence, we resolved to actually request Treasury to give us a report on the situation in the Northwest, particularly on those departments that are being run by the Treasury now. So that we can be able to chart a way forward as Parliament now in terms of what will be our intervention. Not that we could not intervene because of whatever political processes that are also running parallel to what government is also doing. But we are hamstrung by the fact that we have not as yet received any formal report that hence we requested from Treasury because they are now running the most of the departments in the Northwest.
Anyone else? Yeah. What are we going to say now, the chairperson?
No, it's supposed to be the last sentence on the last other.
The last sentence?
Yes. Yeah. It was reported that then whatever that is, they remove that. Then that second sentence covers what is happening in terms of the effect of change. It's not your problem, it's not my problem, it's not everyone's
problem. Take out that sentence?
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else on page 3?
I think on page 3, the last sentence at the bottom. The
last sentence
is the chairperson. that little comma on top doesn't make sense when it's bigger. It makes the sentence not be that correct.
Do you want to rephrase the sentence?
You need to do the move.
Okay. Yes, okay.
There is that little comma at the end of the word chapter.
Okay,
it means
the
sentence not to be visible. At the bottom. Left is the comma was for decoration.
There's a finger on the wrong. Order, please. I put you page 4. Anyone want to move? That were present. Seconder. On the
30th.
I want to request the committee section to, when we deal with the apologies and it's written, that it be also be filed for reference. Purposes. If there's any queries about minutes in the future, we might not be here anymore. That is also correct. Check. Can we get a seconder for this minute? Thank you, Honourable Blue. Thank you. Honourable members, that brings us nearly to the end. Before this meeting, we attended a quick briefing on the Moneyballs Act. I'm going to ask Honourable Chan just to capture the main issues. Our colleagues in the NA is now busy with arranging the matter conflicted their agenda, but that Honourable Chan just take us through this.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable members, let me first start by doing what the public has done first. On my extreme left, we've got a new face. He's the new secretary of the for the Appropriation Committee. His name is Mr. Lubabalo Nododo. He's our Secretary for Appropriations. As you know now, the committee is not just a share membership, but certain resources are separated. So he'll be working with us and the Appropriation Committee. And then in terms of the point, I think earlier on, The meeting that the chairperson is speaking about that is taking place in the NA, which we suppose to have also been part of, relates to the discussion of the just briefing members about this the implementation of the some of the, what do you call this thing? The money bills, the specifically the budget office, the establishment of the budget office, which will be giving us the support as committees of finance in Parliament. So there's been a political task team that was appointed, including the technical team, working with the office of the Speaker in terms of trying to fast track the processes of establishing that particular office in terms of the Money Bills Act. So at the moment, we are at a level where there is an interim structure. Some of the staff members working in the finance department and in the research unit of finance will be seconded as an interim body that will assist in the setting up of that particular office with the advent of the director. I think the post of a director at NPCC in the Act will come out soon, once everybody is being brought on board in terms of the development. But as you know, the Act requires that the four committees finance appropriation both in the NA and the NCOP should actually are very much instrumental in the setting up of that particular budget office. We supposed to be part of the processes of appointing the director of doing the organogram for a particular office. Everything that relates to that particular office, in fact, the Act requires that you should be actively involved and be consulted. So such consultation processes will soon be taking place with us as a committee, but jointly the one in the NA. So unfortunately, there was a communication breakdown between us and management committee of the NA insofar, because we had actually said that meeting that is taking place now should be today in the morning, mindful of the fact that we are having this one this afternoon. But unfortunately, they communicated 2 o'clock that night, and we could not cancel this one. Otherwise, we'll be much more behind. So I want to propose, Chair, that we, so that members get a proper and detailed briefing and how the process will unfold and make their own contribution, we discuss in the management meeting and identify some time and space for the House Chair to come and make presentation together with somebody from the Speaker's office in the same way that they are doing in the NA, and present even the documents to all the members. This is just a synopsis of what is actually happening, but I want to suggest if we all agree that we look into that as management committee and find a way of squeezing. Even if it can be a 2 or 3 hour meeting where you will be fully briefed of the processes leading towards the implementation of that particular act.
Thank you. On the journey, the document was in your package that you received. The role of the Standing Committee on Appropriations in the establishment of the Parliamentary Budget Office. Our belief is he didn't receive it. Please make sure that members do have this. It's an important document, and that we see how we can get our members to get that briefing. The dates might be when we meet again, Secretary, when we meet, that we say set aside an hour or 2 hours for that specific day, on the day we have the meeting, not to get an additional day, that we get some more time to deal with this. Honourable Shile?
Yeah, Chair, I only have one problem with the current process. I have seen temporary arrangements, many of them in my life, and some even tending to be permanent structures. Because after being set as temporary structures, those that have to disband those structures become reluctant to disband them and go to permanent establishments. Now, my problem is, whoever is going to act as a director of the budget office at the moment, it's not the decision of the committee. It's the decision of the secretary together with the presiding officer, whom they are seconding in that office. But then one is not hearing that the committees are playing a role in identifying a person to be seconded. And now, if that becomes the case, that the secondment of a person that acts as a director, one of course will accept that you may say as committee, no, our job is to assist in the selection of the director who is going to be permanent. But then, and not pay the necessary attention on the person who's going to act as a director. And bear in mind that the person that's going to act is going to use all the authority of a director. Therefore, one will just simply request that we ensure that the committees are actually in agreement on the individual who is seconded to act in that position during this time when we are engaged in the processes of selection, advertising and selection. But the person that acts must be a person that our committee, health persons, are in agreement with that kind of a person that is in there. Because he's going to emphasize the full authority of that particular position.
Well, Mashile, I'm not trying to respect you, but you can be at ease.
Yes.
That is one of our concerns as well.
Honourable members, what the proposal to have an interim personnel that will assist in the setting up of the office is something that the director. I think they said the highest would be among them will be at the level of what they term a coordinator. So that and the process, the director of that particular office is somebody who will ultimately be recommended by us finance committees, and that will then go to the to both houses for approval. So you can rest assured that it's not going to be the processes. We are going to be actively involved in that. That is why that they said the advert, there will be an advert that will be issued out, and then that particular, the process will be managed and controlled by us jointly with the Office of the Speaker. Until we have S committees now jointly recommend the name that will be adopted by both houses before any appointment.
Available for the oversight process to the Northern Cape. We must get the indication. It's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of March. 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of March. Zulu, you must go and have a look at the Northern Cape. It's a fantastic province. No, there's lots of flights. No, logistics is no problem. Ask Honorable Bloom. He's just boarding on the Northern Cape.
No, it's true. The only thing that is on a lot of
Yeah.
Chairman, you know, as an alternate member, I assume that I won't be a part of such a visit unless I'm needed as an alternate. So my availability is of no consequence, really.
If there are any members that won't be part of the delegation going there because of specific reasons, we will contact the alternative. But we can't wait until number 99 because it's about arrangements. So that's why we're asking these questions. On the list.
Speaker, Mr. Chairman, sorry, I really can't give you a definitive answer because the other two committees that I sit on haven't decided on the program. And so right now my diary is quite clear and I can say yes, I'm available. But I don't know what the other committees' programs are going to be. Thank you.
Members must please indicate to the secretary. I will be there as well. Honorable Charney will be there.
This time around,
Honorable Mancisi will be there. Honorable Bloom will be there. He's our neighbor in the Free State.
No, sir. I'm not going to be there.
Well, Honorable Lee, then you can write in your diary in pencil. Uncle Harris, were you available? He says yes. And Uncle Zulu? We haven't got 737s flying there. It's jets of Air Link coming from Cape Town and the S Express coming from Johannesburg. He says yes, he's there. Uncle Bakubele says fine. Anything else from your side? No, that you must ask them. I propose that that Solani draw up a document where you indicate from where will you be flying. Because the Monday is a constituency day. Are you coming from your home base or coming from Cape Town? But you contact you to get that information. Honourable members, and thank you for your attendance. Thank you for your input. That concludes the meeting.